Good evening. We're in 2 Samuel chapters 19, 20, and 21. We're continuing on with David dealing with the death of his son Absalom. And you'll find in 19, like we mentioned yesterday, that Joab went to David and was pretty upset with him. And this whole chapter is describing Joab telling him, you care more about your son who tried to kick you out as the king than you do for the men who defended you. And he said, if you don't do something about that, you're going to lose every one of them before the end of the day. And David realizes that Joab's counsel is accurate, and he goes and he tries to do something about it. And he's successful. In chapter 20, we see that David continues to have problems with the descendants of Benjamin, from the tribe, basically because they are mad at him for displacing Saul. And so he runs into this guy, Sheba, troublemaker from Bichri, it says, and it shows how David sent his men out to chase him down. They ended up doing that. It's a long and interesting story. Then chapter 21 is a little bit curious. Chapter 21 is about the Gibeonites, and the Gibeonites are not even Israelites, but yet they live in the land, and they were treated badly by Saul, and David decides to do something to try to compensate for that. What's curious is they said, give me some of Saul's kids, descendants, and so we can kill them. And David says, okay. He chooses not to have Mephibosheth killed. You know, he's been taking care of him all along, but he gives them others. And then one of Saul's concubines goes and protects the bodies of these ones that are dead. David hears about it, and then he goes and collects Saul and Jonathan's remains. He collects the remains of these guys and he gives them a proper burial. Kind of strange. I feel like there's probably more to it than that, but I don't know what it is. So I'll be watching for other references as we go along. Hope you enjoy the three chapters, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Thank you.